W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Alrighty, welcome back in. I hope you had a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How's your September going?
It just started, bro.
Right?
Just started.
How's that shit? It's September.
God damn.
September.
Do you remember that time in September? Never mind, bro.
I know the autumn wind is a pirate.
Oh, okay.
Watching Hard Knocks. I watched the first three episodes, and as I'm recording this, I don't even know what day of the week Hard Knocks drops, because there were three of them all waiting for me when I started watching, and the fourth one has not dropped, to my knowledge.
Huh.
So I'm very
curious.
Should
be out tonight.
Okay.
Monday night.
So the Antonio Brown saga has me enthralled.
What's his saga?
Well, he's got a couple sagas. He has some bad feet, which okay. For a wide receiver is tough.
Right, because they iced him, right? Is he the guy that got his feet iced?
He's the guy who got frostbite for doing cryotherapy on his feet, and it looked painful.
Horrible, yeah.
Painful, like a whole layer peeled off.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looked like he was, you know, people water ski without water skis. It looked like he did that behind a truck.
Yeah, all right, next thing.
Well, you don't have, I mean, when you do the cryotherapy, they tell you all the shit you're supposed to do. And he was just fucking stupid.
Well, that's your position on everything, Antonio Brown. I think you're just bitter.
No, I'm not bitter. I'm happy the motherfucker's gone. Because we would be worried. We would be dealing with fucking frostbite on his feet.
The other saga is his helmet. So the NFL, in its never-ending quest to make it safer for people because they don't want to be sued, have mandated new helmets. And you can go with an older helmet, but it can't be more than 10 years old, and you could have your old helmet certified. The problem is his helmet is more than 10 years old, and he petitioned the league to be able to use his old helmet. You know, I'll sign the release, blah, 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 blah. The NFL has said no. No.
Oh, now they're concerned about his safety.
Well, and
no, the NFL and the NFLPA agreed on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if you paid out as much money as they did for this shit, you would be like, no, this shit not happening again.
Right. And he even took to social media to ask if anybody had a newer helmet of that model that is under 10 years old so that he could have that certified, because he wants to wear that model helmet. And I've heard other people talk about how they don't really like the helmet. Of course, they've got to get used to it. It's different. If you're used to one thing and you have to change it, and then you know, especially you're a wide receiver, and you notice this thing on your head, it's going to distract you.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you've got the attention span of Antonio Brown.
Right.
Where you'd be like, what? There's something on my head. So we'll see. And we'll see what happens with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Their final season in Oakland. Final season.
Too bad.
So he had a whole fucking season to get a new helmet, and he didn't do it. So,
so the last season in Oakland before they go to Vegas and tear up the hearts and minds of the people in the desert. So it's interesting.
I'm taking bets on what week John Gruden blows the fuck up on him.
That's not necessarily a bad one. But here's the thing. If he goes out there and he catches balls during the season, Gruden will be fine. If he goes out and catches balls. Now, in the preseason, he hasn't.
Yeah.
He's been juggling a lot of balls.
There's been a lot going on for him. So
poor guy.
Yeah, it's It's that. So as we're recording this show, it is still August. It's VMA night, and I keep getting these messages about John Travolta's MTV VMA bloopers, and my brain just says, "Who's still watching the VMAs? How is MTV still a thing?"
Is the kids? This is the kids,
dude. This is the only videos they ever show on MTV. Are the Video Music Awards. They don't actually show videos on MTV. There are tattoo shows called How Far Is Tattoo Far, hosted by Snooki.
Oh, that show's so horrible,
And by horrible, you mean awesome? Yes, it is.
Oh, man, it's the most fucked up. It's fuck that, man. Fuck that shit.
What, more fucked up than a double shot at love with DJ Pauly D and Vinny?
Yeah, because those people all like are in it like you're just pulling somebody in like and then tattooing some fucked up shit on their on some hey, part
they,
of their
they body. Signed up for it.
Yeah, they don't realize that the person that they have there though hates them fucking like hates them so much. Like those people do the most wicked things to each other. I mean, like, true. It's not like ever cool.
I enjoyed the crossover they tried to do with the Floribama Shore. They had two different shows where they had cast members from that show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's the end of the story. It's the end of the story. And the other thing is the tattoo artists on the show, I don't think are that good.
Yeah, because nobody would fucking nobody wants to agree to do this show. Like, no, I'm not gonna do that to my art form.
Hey, bro, I can't believe this is a terrible tattoo. This is really fucked up. I can't believe anybody would do something to you. Ready to get started?
Ready to get started.
That's what we're gonna do. So back to John Travolta. A lot of this is visual, so I'm just gonna play the start of the audio. John Travolta made fun of himself with Queen Latifah.
I shouldn't do this. Because I'll just mispronounce shit and fuck it up. You do it.
John, come on. All right, John.
By the way, at this point, and this is only going to mean something to you if you watch wrestling, John Travolta and the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels now look exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
He just looks like a supervillain now. Like
he is.
Yeah, the Scientology.
So he did that. He dropped the F-bomb, and then Taylor Swift won an award, and he tried to hand it to somebody else, which is the visual thing. He tried to give it to Jade Jolie, who's a RuPaul's Drag Race contestant who portrayed Swift in the video. So I get why he'd be confused, because he saw the video and thought, oh, that must be Taylor Swift. Because why would John Travolta, who's 60-something, why would he give a shit about Taylor Swift? I mean, yeah. Seriously, I don't know.
Well, at least he's watching the videos on MTV.
Well, no, he was watching them backstage. Oh. This is what you're presenting for. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, Taylor Swift. I think I can say Taylor Swift.
Okay, I got that one.
Yeah, say Taylor Swift.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right. It's the time of the week when we get it out and talk about what's bothering us. I don't know why I'm clapping. It's the airing of the grievances. Let's start with you, Kareem. What's bugging you?
So, Sushi Brian hit me up on the messenger today.
Yes.
And said, hey, have you seen the new Chappelle special? And I was like, I have not. Because I didn't realize that it was coming out over the weekend, but it did. Mm-hmm. I watched it before I came here. Shit was funny as hell. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through Twitter and seeing that Vice told people not to watch it. And then the Daily Beast tweeted Vice is bullshit. And since he brought up the subject of cancel culture during his special, and that people want to cancel them now because that he brought it up. Fuck you, sensitive ass, dumb, no perspective on life, having ass peoples.
The headline on Vice, you can definitely skip Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special, Sticks and Stones. IndieWire said Dave Chappelle slams Michael Jackson accusers in Netflix special. I don't believe those motherfuckers. And Up Rocks, Dave Chappelle's surprise Netflix special has a secret ending. Is it like a Tootsie Roll? There's a Tootsie Roll center of the Tootsie Pop?
It's like it's like a Marvel movie.
Oh.
So watch the very, very end.
Oh, he rubs off all the makeup and he's really white.
Yes.
he was a Skrull the whole time.
The Root's headline is, watch Dave Chappelle prepares to say anything and risk everything in Netflix's Sticks and Stones trailer.
And so he will be back. Yeah. Because everybody and their mom is going to watch this. Even the people that claim that it was too far. He talks about everybody and everything.
Mike Huckabee is going to watch and then he's going to make jokes.
Yes.
I hate Mike Huckabee.
Oh, man.
Just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So the only thing, I'm going to give away one joke from the show. He said that during the time he did the Chappelle show, he wrote a joke where he wrote the word faggot in the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady from Standards and Practices said, you can't use that word on the show. And he was like, well, you know, you let me say nigga all the time on the show. And she said, yeah, you can't say faggot because you're not gay. And he says, I'm not a nigga either.
Fair enough.
So, but for all you sensitive ass people, and he actually does a great bit about the LGBTQ community that is, it's not just, it's a really smart, a really insightful, and it's a joke that if you've actually really spent time with people in the communities, then you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And people from the community that actually will listen to the joke, then you get what he's saying. But if you just think that he said faggot and that was it, then you should go somewhere and shoot yourself in the dick.
Or the vagina. We're not.
Shoot yourself in the dick or the vagina or in the ass, whichever one.
Whatever you want. Shoot yourself somewhere.
All right, Jason, what's chewing at you?
Oh, man. What's chewing at me are all these... Man, all these fucking bandwagon Popeye people right now. I mean, fucking hear one thing about how all of a sudden they have a better sandwich than Chick-fil-A. All these motherfuckers are now, instead of going to Chick-fil-A, are going to Popeye's now. I mean, first of all, and then complaining about it. And then complaining about their fucking experience at Popeye's. And they've never been to fucking Popeye's before. Or if they have, they're like, I'm never going back to Popeye's again. So get the fuck out of here with your whining about shit and them not having enough of something. Man, if you've ever gone to Popeye's before and gone there when they didn't have, like, that's every single fucking time you go to Popeye's, they're out of one of the things you want. That's just the fucking way it is. At least in my experience.
It is what it is.
All right. So my grievance is Popeye's. It has nothing to do with the chicken sandwich because I couldn't care less about the chicken sandwich. I went to Popeye's because I wanted some chicken strips.
They have amazing chicken strips.
They sure do. And I wanted some of their Cajun fries.
They have amazing fries.
Well, if you go to the one on El Camino Avenue, no, they don't have any Cajun fries.
What?
Oh, yeah, they're all out?
They're all out. Fresh out.
Sounds like a typical day.
Fresh out. Here's the other problem. While I'm as open-minded as I can be about things, if you struggle with the English language, maybe you shouldn't be the one on the drive-thru. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Now, maybe, I don't know. I'm not the manager on that shift. That kid might be the one who speaks English the best out of everyone on that shift. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, no Cajun fries. I'm like, well, God damn it. My actual reaction was, really? I was like, okay, fine. Mashed potatoes it is. So, in order to get around, it takes forever because it's Popeye's. I've been to Popeye's before. Okay. I get it. This particular Popeye's sucks. So I get up to the window and goes, what do you want sauce with this? Of course I want dipping sauce with it. What are you, new? Who doesn't get dipping sauce with chicken strips? Do I look like a goddamn robot to you? Anyway, I said, actually, I'd like barbecue sauce and I'd like a couple extra. And he goes, we're out. And I said, you're out of barbecue sauce? And he goes, oh, you want all barbecue sauce? Yes. Yes. I want barbecue sauce and I want a couple extra. So I get it. And I finally get out of there. And then the left turn, the person trying to turn left off of El Camino onto Del Paso went too far up, sat through three fucking light cycles before I pulled out, whipped around them and went through the light and had to do a U-ey to come back. So that's a side note to stay away from that fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
I get back here to the office and I open up the Popeyes.
Oh, no.
And there were how many barbecue sauce packets in there, Jason?
Two.
That's exactly right. There were two fucking barbecue sauce packets for five motherfucking chicken strips. The only thing that saved him from me coming back and yelling at him was the fact that they didn't have any Cajun fries because I don't need to dip mashed potatoes in the barbecue sauce.
Nate, you gotta be very specific with your order, bro.
Do not go to that Popeyes.
You didn't ask him the right way.
That Popeyes.
You should have said, "Can I have three barbecue sauces, please?" You gotta know. I mean, it's cool. You see, you've been there before, so this is maybe your
No. I've been to Popeyes before. No. I've been to that one before, but we went in.
Oh man, why did you do that?
Well, that was when Leslie and I started dating. I will tell you this. I've been to the one in South Sac. They never were out of, they might say, oh, it's going to be 15 or 20 minutes before that chicken's ready, but they're never out of anything. And they never misunderstood barbecue sauce. Motherfucker told me they were out. I'm like, what?
Oh, wait, barbecue sauce? I thought you said you wanted some barbacoa sauce.
And again, I'm fine if English is not your first language, but maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't be the one on drive-through duty.
Man, it was it's all not
his.
On deck.
It's not his fault.
Maybe you should learn the second language.
I am. It's a language of anger. It's the language. It's the language of fuck you, Popeyes, on El Camino Avenue. That's it. So yeah, I'm not into it. Nope. It's just chicken. It's all just chicken.
I can't wait to have that sandwich.
Oh my God. You were such a victim.
No, I fucking love their chicken, man. I can only imagine that they're what their chicken sandwich tastes like.
$23 million of free advertising for that fucking sandwich from idiots talking about it. That's why I'm not talking about the sandwich. I'm talking about my shitty experience where I can't get any barbecue sauce and Cajun fries.
Dude, you're making this move. You're fucking...
That's how angry I am.
When I went last week...
They gave you a double order of Cajun fries without asking?
No, man.
And a whole bag full of barbecue sauce?
Because I've learned, like, my favorite is jambalaya is my side, so I get that as a side generally. Mm. I get that, so that's always a go-to. And I get the strips also. However, when they didn't have the sandwich, I was fine because I was still going to have an amazing meal.
Sure.
And they have their hot sauce is really great. It's one of my favorite hot sauces at a restaurant. And then their ranch is okay. I got a Coke and the Coke that I got had a little bit of ice in it, the very, very top of it, but it seemed like it'd been sitting for a while. There was no fizz in the drink.
Right.
It was fucking flat.
Uh-huh.
And it was this large Coke. And I had to eat this food with this large Coke. It was like semi-warm.
Let me hip you
it was horrible.
Let me hip you to something. They don't clean the Coke machine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ever.
I'm sure.
No. Ever.
Anyhow, it was an old Coke. That I got for sure.
Not new Coke.
No, it was definitely like somebody made a mistake.
And is they'd Pepsi
set,
okay?
Set a Coke to the side, and they're like, "Oh, this guy won't mind. We're giving him a large instead of a medium." Which is, I knew as soon as they handed me the large, I should have said, "I asked for a medium."
Yeah, he'll never turn it down. Look at him.
Oh man. So, yeah. If you notice, that wasn't my grievance, though.
No.
It wasn't my grievance because I just know that it's fucking Popeyes, bro.
Yeah. Well, I maintain my grievance.
Hey, my angel says, when somebody shows you their true self, believe them.
I do, and I believe I won't be going back to that Popeyes. I'll go back if I get a craving for chicken strips, but not that Popeyes. Just saying. All right, so this came out this week, and it's from boingboing.net, and great website. And I saw this all over Twitter, and the headline here is boycott these companies supporting Trump's reelection. BET shared a list of people to boycott. Here's the short list of companies supporting Trump's reelection. And some of these connections are tenuous at best. Wendy's, for instance, it's one of the hedge fund managers who's a partial owner has donated to Trump. But here's some of the companies you shouldn't support. Bang, In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell.
Real quick, with In-N-Out, can you just point out the most obvious thing about this list right here, though, as soon as I see this, and why I would just not...
Because they spelled in with two N's and didn't have any hyphens?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, post some bullshit.
Well, they're on the East Coast. They don't know what In-N-Out is. Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC, Pizza Hut.
No, you can't... Hold on a second. You can't list Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, As separate things. Those are all the same company.
Sure.
Those are all the same company. You can't list those separate. Yes, that's fucking, man. Okay.
Well, but people don't know that. The idiots who are eating there don't know that. They don't know it's all part of Yum Foods, Jason. You and I do because we're smart.
They've never been to that Taco Bell KFC Pizza Hut combo before where you can get the. I mean, they exist.
I have a rule. I will not go to a Taco Bell if it's got another restaurant in it. That's my rule.
It's probably safe.
I think you're right.
Though you do miss, man, I'm telling you, they have a secret menu item at those Pizza Hut places. It's a taco pizza, bro.
Mm-hmm. So Wendy's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Olive Garden, Waffle House, IHOP, and Carl's Jr. It made me feel good. Jack in the Box, still okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jack.
I love Jack in the Box. Burger King's not on there either.
Yeah, but I'm still not going. Because their food is terrible. Here's the problem I have with this, and see if y'all agree with me. I don't want another Trump administration. I don't want four more years of Trump. I'm happy to admit that. Do not want it. I think it's pretty close to impossible to live your life in the world today. I mean, making your way in the world today, it takes everything you've got.
It does. Wouldn't you like to get away?
I would. Sometimes I want to go where everybody knows my name. It's virtually impossible to go through your life and not do business with someone who supports someone or something that you find distasteful.
True.
Yes.
And you can make yourself crazy trying to. I'm just saying. Because you also can't go to Walmart. And you can't go to CVS, which means you can't go to Target. But you can hit the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. Because Jeff Bezos don't give a fuck and he ain't giving any money to Trump.
He'd give money to Trump to walk away.
He don't have to give no money to Trump, but the motherfucker could pay some taxes.
Well, yeah, that's true. That. Well, that's a whole thing, but that's all about Trump.
Yeah,
that's all about Trump and the way our tax laws are structured, and they were structured that way before Trump too. Major companies paying no income tax because of the way everything was going on
since the '60s. Just
live your life. Don't try to. I mean. God damn it. I mean, try to be a good person, but Lord, don't make yourself crazy.
Yeah.
If you want to go, let's say, and have a breakfast crunch wrap, a sausage breakfast crunch wrap, after you go to the dentist and wash your wife's car at the Quick Quack, then you go to the Taco Bell and you get yourself a sausage breakfast crunch wrap and you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, you do. You go to Taco Bell first. And then when you go to the Quick Quack, you can sit in your car as your car gets washed.
Dude, the Quick Quack was so fast, I would not have had time to eat.
Oh, you have to get it all set up? you had to get like all your everything like set up perfectly before you start eating?
No, dude. It threw there like a freaking shot.
Really?
It's a brand new one. Oh, like man. A shot.
I mean, I know I get through mine pretty quickly also, but.
Like a shot. And here's the other thing. So I finally got my wife's WeatherTech floor mats put in the car too. Finally. They're laser cut here in America.
How long you got? You had those for a while, right?
I bought them for her. I bought her those for her previous car. We didn't put them in that car. We bought the new car. I contacted WeatherTech, great company, by the way, right here in the USA. And I said, hey, I bought my wife these floor mats for Christmas. We never put them in. This was in August, by the way. We never put them in. Can I exchange them for floor mats for the Chevy Volt? And they said,
absolutely not.
They said, you haven't opened them? And I said, we have not opened them. They said, you pay to ship them back here. We'll give you credit for it. And they did. They exchanged them.
Wow.
They're new in box. So that was so great thing. And honestly, wow. Yeah. Made in America.
Wow.
Make America great again. I don't know if they support him or not.
They might.
Quality product.
They might, but Nate doesn't give a fuck.
I don't.
He hates.
Well,
he
here's the thing.
He hates black people.
I originally bought them before Donald Trump was elected, so it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Does not
No, count. You're not putting new money in.
Nope. No new money in. And by the way, he ain't getting any of theirs anyway. So, it's 2019, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in Michigan, there is a city council candidate named Jean Kramer. She looks like a sad lady. It's the city of Marysville, not California, Michigan. Just make that clear. She had a lot to say about couples, black couples, interracial couples. And the funny thing is, she looks like she's living in the late 60s and early 70s, and she kind of sounds like it, too.
You sure that's not the church lady?
Your comment. Well, tell us exactly what you said yesterday. You talked about you didn't believe in, you wanted to, what did you want to happen with Marysville? You wanted it to stay a certain way. Tell us about that.
Well, we like Marysville the way it is. But as far as having a black couple moving in, we have no problem with that.
Okay.
But where it's wrong is when you have a white woman and a black husband, a white wife and a black husband together, that's wrong.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Oh.
And why is it?
It's simply against the Bible, like I was telling her.
Hold on.
Like I was telling her.
Okay. I'll admit it. I have not read the Bible cover to cover. I'm pretty sure they don't cover this in such detail. I'm not sure.
I think when Adam and Eve were made in the Bible, there was only one race.
Well, since it was just Adam and then Eve came from his rib.
I'm almost certain there was just one.
Uh-huh.
So it would be kind of hard.
No, but then God got upset because of this and that and the other thing, and the brothers and the tower, and then they just got spread around. And then I was like, you guys can't ever communicate against with each other.
Okay.
So, I'm sure that's what the racist people point to.
Again.
It's like, God put us into these different regions to speak these different languages. We are not to mix. We are banished from mixing. So saith God.
In Mix 96, today's greatest hits. sorry. She wasn't done, though.
God created Adam and Eve. Same kind. Same race all around, and that's how he wants that. He's our example right there.
Talk about what you want. What is it that you want Marysville to stay? You said something in particular that you wanted it to stay white.
You know, I don't watch The Handmaid's Tale, but could she be an extra?
She looks like, Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey was the church lady.
Yeah, that's who she looks like.
Her hair and glasses and even her garb.
Oh, that's not a Snapchat filter?
Scream? No, it's sadly, it isn't, although it should be. That should be totally a Snapchat filter.
The way that those glasses and that hair look right now, they definitely look fake.
It's like they remade All in the Family again. Oh, wait, they did.
Tell us about that.
Well, just that. it's a nice city the way it is. We have
meaning white.
If black people, if a black couple uh-huh. wants to move in, yep. fine. But to have the mixed marriage, no.
Talk about though, but why then say it should stay white? Then talk about the, and that's okay if you feel like that. I mean, as far as a journalist, you know,
mm-hmm. Is it okay if she feels like?
No, it's not really, not in a civilized society.
I'm just saying, I mean, I get that the journalist is just trying to be objective and ask the question from a standpoint of getting her opinion. Hey, it's your opinion and it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, as a commentator, it's not okay.
Why do you think, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. Why do you think Marysville should stay white?
We like it the way it is. When we moved here, we didn't know anything about it initially, and we have just been comfortable with the way it is.
Is there anything anyone could say to change your mind?
Well, like I say, if a black wife and a black husband move in, no problem. It's just the intermarriage.
That's, and the foreign-borns.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like foreigners? Why?
Let's go into all your racist issues.
And the foreign-borns. By the way, that sounds like a great Swedish couple, the foreign-borns.
The foreign-borns.
The foreign-borns. The foreign-borns are moving in their assholes.
The foreign-borns. They don't like the foreign-borns.
It's hate the foreign-borns.
I hate the foreign-borns.
Not okay.
It's spelled F-J-O-R-N with an umlaut over the N. B-O-E-H-R-N.
Oh boy. So we need to follow this race to see if Jean Kramer.
Oh, she's dropped out.
I don't know that she
No,
has.
She did. I read that.
Oh,
today,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Just because Bishop Talbert Swan has tweeted her nonsense? How dare she be bullied by him?
Yeah, well, I should.
Kareem, does any part of you, when you hear that, want to move to Marysville, Michigan with your white girlfriend just to piss her off?
Yes.
Yo, honey, I got a new place for us to go.
I want to stay in the house right across the street and have sex with my blinds open.
All right. So just to clarify, this could qualify for small town news. It is a population of just under 10,000. It was founded in 1919. 1919. The hotels, by the way, 3 stars, averaging $129.
Well, all right.
Oh, some events for you. Now, I know this has passed, so I'm really sorry that we didn't get to these. On this past Saturday, they had the doormat or wooden sign workshop.
Oh, wait, Collective Expressions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. And yesterday, we missed the blessing of the backpacks at the Marysville United Methodist Church.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that they stop all those bullets.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me see if there's something coming up in September that you guys can really get ready and excited for. Nope. You missed it.
Second annual punk. What? Punk rock? What? September 1st? We're going to miss it, though.
That was yesterday as this dropped.
Stress reliever.
Mm-hmm. That was last Thursday. I'm sorry. Damn. You missed all of these things.
Everything ends on the 1st.
I wonder what the adult stress reliever was.
Oh,
it's also the teenage stress reliever.
Oh, you do some water aerobics, didn't
you? No, there you go. So that's what's going. Things to do for Eventbrite if you're going to Marysville, Michigan, and I encourage you if you're an interracial couple to go just to piss her off. There's the Survive the Night at Scarefest Scream Park.
Yes.
September 7th and 8th.
I would say that if you are black, do not go to that.
If I just show up, yeah. Then that'll make the whole Scream Fest.
Well, not if you showed up with a black girlfriend, but if you show up with a white girlfriend, scary?
I don't know, man. You might disappear.
Here's the question I have. If you show up with a white girlfriend, who's scary, you or her?
Ah, that's a good question.
Because if a black couple isn't scary, but a mixed race couple is the white woman suddenly scary?
She could be.
That's true. She might demand to see your manager. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, an octogenarian couple accused of lewd behavior at a park near their home has denied wrongdoing. In a smoking gun interview, they say that they were caught up in the moral sweep that targeted men engaging in public sex acts. Joyce Butler, who's 85, and her husband Richard, who's 82, were cited last week for breach of peace at Fairfield Park, about 4 miles from their home. After receiving complaints about inappropriate behavior, police conducted a surveillance operation that netted the couple, who had been married 60 years, and four men aging in range from 62 to 75.
Oh, damn, grandma's getting it.
A police press release announced the roundup does not specifically describe what the Butlers allegedly did at the park, but in an interview, the couple, who were branded sexual deviants in a New York Post story, vehemently denied engaging in lewd activity while parked in their Toyota. They said, "We were just sitting there and we got caught in what was going on, and they were perfectly all wrong. There's nothing going on at all." Now, the couple has 5 adult children and 14 grandchildren. Say they went for a drive and stopped at the conservation area. Said, "We were just sitting in the car to get a little air, and that was it. We've gone there for years. We used to take the children to go find golf balls years ago when they were little."
That's what they call them.
When Joyce handed the phone to her husband, the first thing Richard Butler told the smoking gun said, "I haven't had sex in maybe 10 years. I got no blood flow." "I got 3 doctors that would back me up." Okay. He then echoed his wife's account of their visit to the park, and he got salty. He said, "What the fuck can I do in the fucking front seat of a car?" He uses a walker and can no longer navigate the park on foot. He was behind the wheel of the couple's car when police pulled the vehicle over while they drove home. He initially thought he was going to be ticketed for driving without his seatbelt, but then several cop cars approached. Joyce recalled her husband saying, "I feel like I just killed somebody." Now, despite their protests, the couple said police issued them a breach of peace citations, and they have to show up in court. So, interesting. Live into your 80s, and you get to deal with a sex sweep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like there's something about Mary.
I wonder if what was actually going on was he was in the car watching his wife with the 3 other guys. Because he can't do it, right? Probably went on Craigslist, tried to find somebody that could have some sex.
All right.
Listen, if you can get somebody to cut your balls off.
No. No.
You can get 4 gay dudes to bang your 85-year-old wife. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, who says they were gay? I didn't say they were gay.
Meanwhile, a pro gamer has dumped the world's sexiest weather girl for more Call of Duty. Struggling professional Call of Duty player Douglas Phase Sensor Martin dumped his weather girl girlfriend Yannette Garcia to spend more time with video games. Announcing his decision on YouTube, the 23-year-old revealed that he and Garcia, who's 26, had split up, saying, "I don't have time for a girlfriend." He went on to say he needed to focus on playing Call of Duty and would be playing the next iteration of the franchise, Black Ops 4, full-time while she was doing that job over there. Garcia is known as the world's sexiest weather girl, grew her global legion of fans during the World Cup as she supported her native Mexico. This included allowing 2 commentators to kick her famous butt for good luck.
Alrighty.
He's struggling, so that's why... I mean... Good for him, I guess. That, I mean, look at this idiot. Look at him. Just look at him, and look at her, and look back at him, and realize he'd rather play Call of Duty professionally than have the world's hottest weather girl as his girlfriend.
Maybe it's a blood flow thing.
It might be.
It's all gone to his thumbs. It's all in his thumbs. And before we get to the wrap up here, as if navigating Walmart on a Saturday wasn't enough of a nightmare, imagine turning around and seeing a bloated Iowa pervert tailing you in an electric shopping cart while exposing his penis and stroking it. Well, imagine no
more. Is Louis C.K. out there?
Imagine no more. In a Cedar Rapids, Iowa suburb, investigators arrested Gary Sheriff, a 65-year-old resident, for indecent exposure. Upon being summoned to the Walmart, cops found that Sheriff had been following a woman around the store in an electric cart while exposing his penis and stroking it. They got his picture. It's quite a mugshot. Sheriff, that's his name, not his profession, was booked into the county jail where he's locked up in lieu of $5,000 bond. He is scheduled for a September 4th preliminary hearing, so we'll keep an eye on that. But, through her fingers. The magistrate judge has ordered Sheriff to have no contact with a 36-year-old victim. All right, well, let's wrap this thing up and get the heck out of here and wrap up the Monday.
Let's Wrong leave thing. The hustle and bustle for small town news.
It's been a long day. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Sorry, hit the wrong button. So sue me. Again, we had to split Speak Out into three shows just to get them all in this week.
Maryland's okay, right?
Who knows? Who knows? I haven't checked in. It's not snowing there yet, so it's fine.
Yeah, she hasn't slipped.
You'll just so you know, the Welcome to the City of Plattsburgh sign in front of the former Rite Aid continues to not be addressed. A little bit of paint, a flower box, and TLC would go a long way. Not much pride when it comes to this mayor and council. Sad.
Why don't you be part of the solution, you asshole?
They are. They're ready in to Speak Out.
Oh, yeah, that does a lot. Why don't you go down there and fucking do some shit?
All right. Well, how about this? Cogan Avenue is now getting shoddy patchwork, but it's still unwalkable for families. Not to mention a safety issue with all the heaved pavement and potholes. Do the right thing and pave. That's what Spike Lee was talking about, right?
Pave it all.
Pave it all.
Pave it all.
Hey, just once I would like to go out to eat in downtown Plattsburgh without having someone come up asking for money. If the city cannot get rid of these beggars, I'll start eating out in the town of Plattsburgh where I can just drive by them and their signs.
Wow. I guess they haven't been to Sacramento.
No. Here's the thing about people in Plattsburgh. They almost never leave that 50-mile radius.
True now.
And they're angry about it. And finally, tearing down two buildings takes care of Cook Street. The entire village is quickly becoming an eyesore. Longtime residents are leaving. Absentee landlords are buying who don't have to look at these eyesores. Mayor and board, look around you. Kudos to those who still take pride in their homes.
Okay.
Fine then.
Cool story, bro.
Just be like that.
Yep. All right, that's going to do it for us. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Back on Wednesday with another fresh new show for you. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time. And don't be an asshole, okay?
Yeah, and check us out on Monday evenings. Maybe we'll...
We might be live.
Might be live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or YouTube.
Later on tonight.
Later on tonight. Yeah, tonight.
This comes out Monday morning. Later on tonight, we might be live somewhere with video. Yeah,
with a video.
Maybe. See you next time.